clergyman of the family, of the cystic family.
When Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was accompanied in Vrindavan by some associates who were dressed in Western attire, what was his idea?
Was that the outward dress is not disqualification for real inter-spiritual realization. We may accept the outer person of the Westerners in order to infuse real spiritual understanding into them, we shall take such risk. And the spiritual standard should not be thought less should not be considered less efficient, that they cannot they conquer the Western scientific sections, nations. They should try to convert those that are with this dress. When Bhan Maharaj went to England with dandam, he came back without dandam. He left it there. But that was not welcomed here. He has gone there to establish the position of dandam and deceive Vigraha. But they can't understand. They think that the difference between idolatry and Sri Murti worshipping, that should be preached there to make them understand the difference between Archamurti and the idol. The ordinary bombastic and the dandam, we have to preach, we have to create field for the respect of them, and to not to give away, and to accept the Suvidharmati. Suvidharmat, opportunist. Especially in the general propaganda. In very special high case it may be tolerated that without danda it may work. But for the beginners, then it will be ridiculous to accept danda, to belittle danda in this way.
Only Paramahansa Vaishnava can.
Only in the stage of Paramahansa, he may keep the dandam in a particular place and he can move freely. After serving dandam for some time, he may take leap, put the dandam in a particular place where it will be in a respected place, and then he can move without Dhamma. After at least after some 12 years or some years of time, he will carry with respect, and then he may put it somewhere. And especially in the case of emergency, then very sick, or any other position, temporarily he may give up Dhamdam. Otherwise he will keep with him Dhamdam, and he will try to push into the country the respect of Dhamdam, and thereby many things will come into question. Why should we respect this bamboo stick? Why should we respect the murti, this earthen or this mineral dolls? These hard questions will come into the field and they must be solved. Otherwise this will be Gojamil ki wale.
Gojamil in English ki?
Patch up. The patch up work.
Patchwork.
We must go thorough, our progress must be thorough. We are going to attack the enemy's country, and we shall conquer and take position thoroughly. Otherwise, in any place, I will be in danger of being murdered. If the conquest is not thorough, enemy's land. The land of Maya is enemy's land. We must move here very carefully. We may be attacked from every possible way. We should be careful about that and move. But my spiritual conviction I shall spread. And that I won't allow anything to enter into that and modest that thought. The enemy can should not be allowed to enter into our plane. We must remain intact in our plane, standing there. We shall attack them and devastation we shall create in the enemy's camp. So many oppositions will come, we have to face. And we have to clear the position. This is this. What do you think? This is not right. The elephant may be more powerful, but that does not mean that I shall give salute to the elephant.
Maharaj,
I am.
You speak.
What you say is not practicable. But we must enter the enemy's country like so many in disguise. And then wherever we shall find favorable to us, we shall begin fighting. You want that policy? To enter into the country of the enemy in disguise, suitably, and we shall try to create our position anywhere. That is guerrilla war. You prefer guerrilla war?
Sometimes it is necessary.
And specially trained persons can accept that rarely.
Srila Prabhupada, you said to go in like a needle
that also, not at the cost of the respect of the deity and the dandam, etc. Some degree, there should be some degree.
I went to Russia to preach in Russia.
Russia preaching at the Luni Dichin.
So when I would enter the country,
the special batch, Gorida, they would have another dress. They should have another dress. Why the dandam would be necessary? Why the vigra should be taken there in the beginning?
Yeah.
Special batch may be selected for such fight. Then, when some ground is gained, you can take their danda and you can take their srimurti. Otherwise, only to dishonor them, the emblem of the divinity, we shall push them first. Why? Let some ground, gain some ground, and then we can put our srimurti and the holy emblem. In the beginning, the flag will be taken to be dishonored. No. You go and get some position, create some position. Then you can take your flag, not to be dishonored, very soon, very easily. Why the flag will be taken first? We have to keep honor of the divinity, not to be rooted, exploited by others. That would bring a reaction within me. And you will not. And there is danger of being attacked, Srimurti, of being attacked. Then they put it underground. They may put it in the forest and fly away, keeping in some safe position. Machavaya Sivak Mor Yaja
Galopalaya.
Galopalaya, Ekani Pele, Jungle Mode Chapadi, the Sivak Palpa, fled away. Because he is going carrying, the Muslims will come and break it, dishonor. So by concealing the vikra somewhere, he fled. And here also, when there was some attack, the apprehension of some attack over this Srimurti of Mahaprabhu, they put underground, unknown place. The Mahaprabhu is not God. He is worshipping of his deity. That can't be allowed here. The Sanskrit, this Navadvip tantric scholars, the raised objection to the worshipping of the Murti of Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
At that time it was concealed underground, so that may not be dishonored. So, in the beginning we won't take things of respect to the enemy camp. We shall go take the risk. Muslims are iconoclasts, no? I can worship her and I can clasp. We shall go, we shall take the philosophy, the process of understanding step by step. Have to preach the thought. Cultural fight is the fine fight and the conclusive fight. The real fight is cultural fight. There's a Sikhs when they entered America by ship, shaving their hairs and beards. Then they grow. When they enter there, they began to grow again. When they come back with their beard and the hairs, but when they want to take admission, suppose there is, perhaps there is some law or something that they, without shaving, they cannot enter. Something like that I heard. Rabindranath was once opposed from entering America, though he got Nobel Prize before that. 1910 or 11, he got Nobel Prize. After that, he was going to America. For his long beard, perhaps he was not being allowed. Then some advised him to take special permission. Informing that he is such Rabindranath who has got Nobel Prize. But he did not do, he waited in the ship and wanted to come back from without landing. Then anyhow the information went to the authority and they allowed him to get down there, we are told. He was well known man, well famous. To try to sacrifice us and not to sacrifice Guru, Vaishnava, Aditi and others. Respectable things representing the divinity. We may risk our own self for the service and to create some position favorable, and then we shall invite others. Respect men to be come there. The propaganda must be real and solid. Only outwardly to show the success, the hollow success, What meaning is there? Substantial progress should be made, a cultural conquest, a bona fide progress. And to dishonor, then who you honor, that is something suicidal. Then, more or less, from the background, we think that they are material. They are material. Suppose, if you found to take Swami Maharaj to a particular province very risky, that his life may be at stake, would you allow him to go there? Then, about Sri Murti, Vigraha, we venture. Then we have got less faith in Sri Murti as it should have been. Bandham also, theoretically we think that there is a collection of the Karana, Navasai, Gurusotra, of these things. But not so much from the core of our heart. The molestation and the danda, how can you tolerate it? We must search our own heart with how much respect, sincere respect and devotion we treat all these. This transformation must be wholesale, not lived it, shallow. Transformation of the inner self. We must be sincere to the cause. 10% we shall try. There was an exhibition in Kurukshetra that Krishna has come from Dwarka and from Vrindavan also. The Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and the gopis, they have also gone there in Kurukshetra on occasion of the holy bath at the time of solar eclipse. That time, Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, ordered arrangement of an exhibition in dolls to show that incident, that from Dwarka Krishna has come with his party, and the gopis from Vrindavan, they have come. So many gods, they have also come and they're meeting place. They are Ban Maharaj. He was he was given responsibility to arrange for that exhibition, and when Maharaj was dressing the murtis were made of Ardhan murtis, Gopi, and Van Maharaj was dressing them, and he was dressing the murti with cloth and necessary garments. And to fix them, he was using some pin, fixing pin. Here, the cloth he put and put a pin to fix the clock. Then it pained my heart. We were to so see with respect this murti, though they are larger than murti of the gopis, but still we are to see with some reverence and respect. But their body is being pierced to pins to fix the death. I have some pain. I said, though I was a newcomer. Then I put it to the higher officer. That one Maharaj, I asked one Maharaj, why he is entering the pin within the body, which for which he should have some respect, a devotion. He answered me, oh, do you think that this mundane, the gopi are in this mundane figure in this way? But I was not satisfied with that answer. I put it to the higher authority. They supported me. That it should not have been done. That body was, the pin was fixed. Rather the heart attack even. That should have been used to fix the death on the body. Heart attack even affected.
Glum
or something. That should have been used and the cloth may be attached there. It would be fixed and not by entering the Perek Jivala, Perek Bhajan, Pin. To join, see, one iron thing enters, what is that? Pin. Perek Bhajan, nail.
Nail.
That's nailing. Man Maharaj was nailing the cloth with the body, with some iron thing. We shall try to maintain our position always in the plane of devotion, giving respect to anything and everything, and not to tolerate any disrespect to that sentiment, to that sort of conception. We shall go away where we are unable to fight and demolish, then we shall be off. But we cannot be, we cannot look at all. And molestation will go. If it is possible for me to stop, I shall try hard to stop molestation. If not, I shall go away. And not standing, I shall look on those. Bless them. Bhagavate vinod nasam bhase tari thake sada mauno dhori. No power heart can I do. But for the king, if he is a devotee, if any disturbance then he must cut his head. It is recommended in the song.
When a sannyasi taking dandam in the train and the whether anything hidden here in the dandam, the custom officers come and pierce and molest the dandam in various ways and then give it up. Then we are going to tolerate this dishonor to dandam.
No.
Please, what should we do? Should we not carry dandam, or should we keep separate dandam in any and every province, zone of our every one danda in one zone? May not have to carry the karabuha or no danda we shall carry when preaching in the international way. What should we do? And in Vigra also, we are taking from here, and the custom officer will come and pierce through to see, examine what gold and other valuable articles is hidden under it. And we have to tolerate all these things, so helpless thing. What to do? What do we allow? What do we have done? What can we do?
We shall have to tolerate to a certain degree. Aranya Maharaj did not take his danda to London for that reason.
So it is better to have them prepared in that province independently. We may learn things how to construct, and then going there collect materials and prepare to use there. We avoid this molestation.
Yeah.
And that will have cast shadow in our own temperament, our own heart, and that will be a scar, a poison to be out there. The insult of the Vaishnava and the Murti and the Danda,
yeah.
Whom we worship, and I am to tolerate on my face the molestation, insult of those things. How can we be sincere to our own self, true to our own self, own faith?
If the preacher, if he is revolving between, if he is preaching in two major places, say he's preaching in India and preaching in London, then perhaps he can keep one danda in India, one danda in London.
That is to be considered.
Yes.
That is rather tolerable than this molestation.
Yeah.
When I was in Madras, there were Chidandi. Those Chidandi of ancient type, they do not travel by the train or bus because of that danda. One of the Chidandi of Ramanuja Sampradaya came to ask me, why do you carry this danda in the train and the bus? I answered, is there any permission? He was eager to follow us, but the society did not allow that. But I told him, he came to know, is there any Shastri quotation? You can help me. They took danda in the bus or in the train. I told him, Tappara train and Nirmalam, the purity of our purpose. We hold that. And we try our best to keep the respect of the danda. It may not be molested in any way. Then, what is your custom? I don't know. We can't take it in bus or in train. That was because train and the bus was not created at that time. But can you take it by boat when crossing the river? Well, yes, we can. And the boat was created first in your time. So that was allowed, and these buses and trains, that is new creation. So the ordinary people are putting objection to it. In this way I replied to him. Tatparatya no nirmalam. The object is pure. So we said, and see, as far as it may not be discovered. They don't know. We try to give up the respect.
비자기 마을입니다.
Maharaj,
yes.
You know the Prash Anadanda?
Prash.
Yes.
Yes.
What does that represent?
It represents that by that Prash it is in a part of a circle. What is it called? It?
Half circle?
Moon. The semicircle and the left semicircle.
An arc
that is meant to use, to be used for cutting the anartha to whom we preach. The emblem of cutting, prayas means for chedan, for cutting, meant for cutting the for operation of the anartha, which is in the soul, emblem of that.
Like Parashuram, head Parashu.
Parashu.
And this Jiva Danda, when was this added?
I am here to serve you, to serve you, the Lord. Who is here in the relativity of the mundane world in small and bigger group?
But this Jiva Danda was added by Ramanuja sect or Gaudiya Vaishnava?
Perhaps by Ramanuja, I don't know fully, but I think it was there.
Created quite a stir when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur began.
Here in Bengal.
Yeah. And Vrindavan also.
Yes. Red cloth also. The Mahaprabhu and his colleagues have red cloth. Still, Sanatana Goswami, in the presence of Mahaprabhu, he took the dress, the white dress, the dress of Nishkincha, that the guru of the sannyasi, something like, dictator of the preachers, by giving instructions in the form of astra. Shastra. First the court and then the court keeper. Court. So they are engaged in preparing the court speaker and in white cloth. Not necessary to advertise them as preachers. They are only engaged for their own benefit. Not so much, only by the showing their ideal to the public, as much help they can give. But wandering here and there and the preaching, that is generally the function of the sannyasis. So Prabhupada created another batch under them. They have given the directions in the shastra, and to carry out them, to translate them into action, the next lower batch. They are studio beyond Varnasram, at the top Sariya Varnasram Dharma, beyond Varnasram. And within Varnasram, the highest section is Sannyasi. They are expected to travel through the length and breadth of the country and to preach the religious doctrine to the people. And that was created
by Prabhupada under the direction of those shastra makers, Goswamis, for whom this religious uniform was not necessary, this red uniform, the preacher's uniform. They are nishkinchon, they did not want anything, but they only prepared the code, religious code.
So, by the example of your divine grace, you are also showing that you are wearing this dress till the very end of your life.
True.
Till the very end of your life.
Yes, our Guru Maharaj also did. Everyone, almost everyone whom we give red dress day after death, last breath, they kept their death. Only Krishnadas Babaji, who was a brahmachari, he took that last week, did not meant himself as a preacher. He took that after the departure of Guru Maharaj. And Mohan Maharaj, Queen Jigal, he took for some time and again rejected that. Again, to the red robe. And Vasudev too, he wanted to introduce that red, white cloth, and some of the members of the Bhagavadya, they take that white cloth, including the last Acharya Ullalani Mara. I am told he used to white cloth. They prefer crossing Prabhupada, they prefer to accept the idea of Rishalam. They thought Prabhupada's idea was a temporary one for the time being, and was Rishalam. Presence of Mahaprabhu accepted this, that should be the real test of the world. But Mahaprabhu maintained at the last time that red cloth, and also some this Paramananda Puri, Ishwara Puri, all the God brothers of the Guru of Mahaprabhu, who were in connection, friendly connection with Mahaprabhu. They used to wear red cloth and that. And the Western teachers, that Christian school, they generally use gown, they use padji.
Yeah, black gown.
Black gown. What is their name? Padji teacher? Christian teacher? Bishop.
Bishop.
Bishop.